This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
Dan Gard.
And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We'll be talking about the moon here in a little bit and how Google is actually apparently tied into
the moon.
You know what? They might be able to pull that one off, but let's go instead to the phone calls, and we'll get to the Google thing here in a moment. First, we talk to Tom in Texas. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gard and Mark. Hey, Tom.
Great show, guys.
What's on your mind?
Listen, I got there's two different things going on in the country right now that could absolutely end it in the next 6 months to 2 years.
The country?
And there's only one candidate that's talking about either one or has a solution for either one.
Okay.
And those two main things are the North American Union, and the other one is the economy. The North American Union, of course, by the year 2010, is supposed to say that we're going to eliminate the borders between Canada and the United States and the border between Mexico and the United States.
Well, there's more to it than just that, from what I understand. They are talking about literally tying in all of the governments together with one another, even more so than they currently are. More regulations, more controls. I mean, essentially, you're not really eliminating the border as much as you are just sort of expanding.
Making it irrelevant.
Yeah, you're just sort of expanding the border out to the edges of all of those countries. And either way, it's certainly, if it's true, it's bad news. But I hadn't heard a date. Where did you get that date, 2010, from?
Well, there was a meeting that was between the guy up in Canada and Bush and Vicente Fox in 2005, and they had an agreement drawn up, and that was the date that they picked, 2010. They were supposed to eliminate the Constitution, drop the borders, and also have the Amero as a currency.
You know, it really wouldn't be that hard for them to do it. I mean, they don't care about the Constitution today, so how hard would it really be for them to just go through with this and say, you know, Constitution, we haven't really been, you know, since we haven't really been honoring it for the last 150, 200 years, well, you know, who cares about what that old Constitution says? Let's bring in this new currency. Look, it's shiny, it's pretty, we've got colors now, folks, colors.
Exactly, all over the Internet, there's just proof that it exists. You know, SPP.gov has 400 pages of proof, and that's from their own government website. And then we have the problem with the economy that the dollar is tanking. And Ron Paul, what he wants to do is he wants to shore the dollar up with gold.
Yeah.
And he wants to absolutely stand in the way of the North American Union in the agreement between Canada and Mexico and the United States.
And wasn't it nice that Ron Paul actually was able to address a question in that YouTube-CNN debate where some guy was trying to make fun of Ron Paul saying, you don't actually believe in all these
things,
do you? And Ron Paul said, fact, 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 I'm in Congress, guess what's happening? Land is going to be taken by eminent domain in my home state of Texas to build this highway. They are trying to tear down the borders. This is definitely what's happening.
Absolutely. And, yeah, anybody listening to this ought to take note. The fact that they're saying that there is no North American Union absolutely shows proof that the major media is nothing but a bunch of liars.
Well, either they're liars or they're just completely misinformed. It's probably one or the other, depending on which member of the media. Obviously, the media is made up of individuals who all have their own motivations and beliefs. But nonetheless, good excuse to bring up Ron Paul, and thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, I haven't had a chance to ask Ron Paul about this, but from what I've seen him say, he seems like the kind of guy that would support going further than just backing the dollar with gold. He seems like a free market money guy to me.
Yeah, he seems
like somebody who's going to say, all right, well, we could back the dollar with gold, but really it'd make more sense to just get the government the hell out of currency.
I would agree. I think that a government's the purpose of the government is to protect us from enemies, foreign and domestic. That makes perfectly good sense to me. And that does not include creating a currency.
No, absolutely not.
We don't need the government to create currency.
Well, now, constitutionally,
it's interesting because the federal government, the federal constitution allows Congress to coin money and fix the value thereof. But that's not an exclusive power. There were private banks, and you know, Murray Rothbard's written a lot about this, and von Mises, and that's one of the things that you point out very well. Even on the Tonight Show, of all things, Ron Paul was able to mention that he's an Austrian. He discovered the works of, he actually mentioned Ludwig von Mises, yeah, his name on the Tonight Show. Like, when's that going to happen again? Although I have to say, just as an aside, remember when Mick Jagger was on Saturday Night Live and he was on Wayne's World? And they did a skit, and typically the Wayne's World thing was Wayne and Garth would bring out something to some rock star, some highfalutin thing that they thought the rock star would never understand. And so Wayne says, "So, you went to the London School of Economics, huh? So I guess that means you must be in favor of Keynesian's full employment theory," as if he wouldn't understand it. And then Mick Jagger comes back and says, "But actually, I'm a much greater fan of the subjective marginal utility theory of Ludwig von Mises." And then Wayne and Garth look at each other like, "Shaw!" It was hilarious. And it was clearly a line from Mick Jagger. He said it. You know, he came up with it. It was great. But, the historically in the United States, the U.S. government competed against private banks that could hold stores of money, and they could issue redemption slips to people.
Kept them honest.
And they had a certain amount of gold on reserve. Unfortunately, the laws started to come in, and they would allow the banks to have fractional reserves so they could loan out more. And then they started to make looser loans. And then after a while, back in the late 1800s, William Jennings Bryan, for the U.S. dollar, he didn't want to have it tied to gold anymore. He wanted to tie it to silver so that all the people who had outstanding debts, when they paid them back, they wouldn't have to really be paying back as much because they're basically making the dollar worth less.
Do you see why the government shouldn't be involved in currency anyway? Because they shouldn't be making these laws. They shouldn't be telling banks whether they can lend. Because as far as I'm concerned, fractional reserve lending is fine as long as everyone knows what's going on.
You got it, man.
You know, if a bank's going to lend out more money than it has, well, that's fine. I own a house that I don't have all the money to pay for either.
Right.
But I have a payment system set up. So a deposit into a bank is simply a loan to that organization.
Right.
And if they want to set up a contract with you where they can have more assets, they can say, "Look, you can't make a deposit in this amount of time. You can we'll pay your money back in that whatever."
Absolutely. The problem with the government is it comes in and starts setting these rules, and then it's one size fits all across the board.
Yeah.
Everyone who wants to call themselves a bank has to play by the same set of government rules. You know, back when banks were even more heavily regulated, I think that Mary Ruart mentions this in her book, Healing Our World, which you can read for free at ruart.com, ruwart.com. Anyway, I think she talks about how when banks were even more regulated, there was a time at which the only thing banks could do, I guess they were setting all the interest rates.
The government was setting the interest rates.
Right. Yeah. All the banks could really do was offer freebies.
Toasters.
You can come here and we'll give you a free toaster if you open an account at our bank. Because there was nothing else that they could do to differentiate themselves from one
another. You got it. And people who read economic history, I mean, one of the greatest economic historians out there, Robert Higgs, has traced, and so has Amity Schles now in her new book, The Forgotten Man, and she's more of a monetarist of Milton Friedman's ilk and not an Austrian, but she's still pretty good. She's just really, really good on her economics in most cases. I respect her greatly, and she was talking about, you know, the U.S. government forced banks to not be able to broaden their loan structure so that only city banks could deal with the city companies, and agricultural banks, they couldn't be co-owned. They couldn't diversify their investments. So the collapse after the collapse of the stock market became much more widespread because of government regulations that made it impossible for these guys to ameliorate their risk.
Right, and the fact is, it was central banking in the first place that led to the Great Depression.
And just quickly, Ian, I should mention, you know, this whole thing that we're seeing with the mortgage stuff, that's directly attributable to the Fed dropping the interest rates years ago based on the requests of all sorts of U.S. manufacturers, because the dollar was strong back in the early 2000s. The dollar was strong. Our productivity was high. Our dollar bought a lot. We were buying a lot of foreign goods.
Well, it wasn't historically strong. Maybe strong in comparison to today.
I should say relatively strong compared to other currencies. But our productivity was very high. And so what was going on was we were buying a lot of foreign goods because our dollar was strong. We could buy a lot. The whole point of a productive economy is to let you get more for your dollar.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did was they dropped the interest rate.
And then everybody got these variable interest loans. Then they started to jack up the rate when they realized they were pumping the money out there and causing inflation. Now all these people can't pay back their loans.
Well, now are they talking about bailing these people out
with
like a five-year guarantee or something where they'll lock in a rate? The government's going to step in and lock their rates
and they're the ones who caused the problem in the first place.
800-259-9231 on the way. We'll talk to Tom, Justin, your calls as well, ladies. You come first if you make the call. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Attention, this is an urgent news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, there's a very real chance you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to beat them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The armchair survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to The Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever you like. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
Ian Gard.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. The features there for free, so enjoy those on us. And they include the wiki with over 1,450 pages created by listeners just like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com. And the New Hampshire Liberty Forum has a proud history of supporting true hard currency. At the first forum, Dr. Ron Paul called for the restoration of constitutional gold and silver. This January, Bernard von Nothaus, the monetary architect of the Liberty Dollar, will join Ron Paul at the 2008 Liberty Forum. Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum and use the code 2008FTL. To save 10%, that's 2008FTL, all one word, if you want to save 10% on the Liberty Forum. I believe all of us are going to be in attendance.
It's going to be great. I can't wait. You know, that Bernard von Nothaus thing is going to be so terrific, and I was so upset we talked a little bit about this. And just to go back a little bit to our previous conversation just before the break, a great example of what the government does to inflate the currency and how Ron Paul is for real currency and probably private issue currency is what they did to the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar obviously was showing what the U.S. government and the Fed were doing to reduce the value every year by at least 2% of your dollar. And I said to some folks, listen, if you were in Las Vegas and somebody owed you money, you could, let's say somebody didn't have the cash on hand, but he had a $20 chip. He could give you that $20 chip if you would be willing to accept it, and you could go and redeem it at a casino right then for $20, and you could get $20 worth of stuff.
Or
you could hold it.
You could hold it, and it would still be worth $20 when you're done. Or you could gamble it right there, or you could likely go into one of their shops, because these casinos are like huge malls with all kinds of blinky machines.
They're amazing.
And so you could go to one of their stores in there, and you could buy there.
But think about this. This is what I mean with the temporal disturbance of the value of something. If you held on to that $20 chip for a year, the $20 chip would only get you what you could have gotten the year before, about $19.70 worth. If you held on to it for five more years, it would go down to something like $18 or $17 worth
or less.
But if you had been given a silver Liberty Dollar, that as Bernard von Nothaus was allowing, or a certificate for a silver Liberty Dollar, then that would still buy what you could have bought before, and perhaps even more, because you would be able to see advances in productivity. And it shows you Bernard von Nothaus was tearing the veil off of what the government was doing to our money.
And they didn't like that.
No.
Essentially, just for those that don't know, the Liberty Dollar I don't know if I should talk about it in the past tense. I mean, they're still out there. The Liberty Dollar is a real alternative private currency. I mean, we were talking in the last segment about how Ron Paul and people like us want to see the government get the hell out of providing currency. Well, you might ask yourself, well, okay, then who's going to provide the currency? Well, banks and other private institutions and, teaming up with mints and that sort of thing. The Liberty Dollar is a real-life example of what that could look like. Real silver turned into actual pieces. You could actually have an ounce of silver in your pocket, but also certificate style, where you have a certificate that has an actual contract written on it. That means that if you wanted to, you could take that certificate and turn it in and get real silver. Now, if you go back into the history of the dollar in America, there was a time at which the U.S. dollar actually said silver certificate on the top of it, and you really could go and take that money into the mint, and you really could get the silver for it. Well, they stopped all of that years and years ago. But now that Bernard von Nothaus with the Liberty Dollar has been offering real hard currency for 9 years, the government finally got tired of it. Why they picked 9 years to wait, I don't know. Maybe they didn't think he was a threat until now. But then they went after him, and they stole all of his silver and gold and everything. They took everything from this man. What was he doing? He wasn't harming anybody. And he was offering a product in the marketplace just as anybody else does on a completely voluntary basis. It's just that, as you say, Gardner, he was tearing away the veil this veil of confusion, essentially, that the government has put over money in this country. Mm-hmm. And people were learning the truth about money in America, and they can't have that.
No.
If people learn the truth about money in America, they're going to be pretty ticked off, and they're going to want something to change.
You hit it right. And if people would only wake up and recognize that the government's not only stealing from them through taxation, stealing from their productivity through regulation, stealing their property through eminent domain and all sorts of other things, but also stealing from them temporarily over time,
mm-hmm.
they would really, really start to understand that government is their worst enemy. It doesn't protect you. It doesn't really help you. What it does is it takes your money, it takes whatever it wants, and it just depends on what the majority decides they're going to take from you.
It really is the most brilliant criminal enterprise ever devised.
Yeah, you know, Robert Higgs has a great piece that I just received from the Von Mises Institute about how it truly is a massive criminal enterprise that, you know, takes from people without their consent. I mean, if that is not a crime, I don't know what is.
800-259-9231. Maybe you can tell us. Let's go to the phones. Bring up whatever you want. It's Tom in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Tom?
Hello?
Tom, California. Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, yeah, I wanted to talk about the last broadcast. Mark said that he was not an atheist. But on previous broadcasts, I heard both him and you, Ian, talking about atheism together, saying, oh, that, you know, that Mark was a Christian, then he realized some questions could not be answered by God, then he converted to atheist, and how he was saying that he would not stop bashing Christianity to this letter that asked him to stop or something. So, Mark, did you convert, or did I misunderstand you?
Yeah, I think you must have misunderstood.
It's possible we miscommunicated, but I can't imagine that anyone would have ever suggested you were an atheist and you let them get away with it, Mark.
Right. I haven't called myself an atheist since I was 18 years old.
Does that answer your question, Tom?
Well, why are you offended by when someone calls you an atheist?
He's not.
I'm not offended that if somebody would call me an atheist, they would just be wrong. I do believe that there's a God.
Oh, it sounded like you were genuinely offended, as if, you know, oh my God, that would be terrible if somebody called me an atheist.
Well, they would be mistaken.
Oh, so you were an atheist when you were 18 and then you converted? Why?
Why what?
So you converted when you were 18 from atheist to Christian.
I'm not a Christian. Like, do you think that the only religion that there is out there is Christianity?
No. So what are you?
I'm just a guy who believes that there's a God.
Oh, but so just God, but no religion in particular?
Not really. No.
Oh, so
you go to church, Mark?
I go to a Unitarian Universalist church, which
isn't that considered a religion?
What Unitarians, Universalists believe is that a Universalist believes everybody goes to goes to heaven. A Unitarian believes that there's one God rather than a triune God.
Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit and all that.
Right. But what most Unitarian churches are is just a place that people that don't want to hear about Christianity go for church.
Other hymns?
Yeah, but they're often modified. That's the thing that I like least about my church. I wish there were some of the old hymns that I really like. I like to sing Amazing Grace and Old Rugged Cross.
And there's also another thing I wanted to bring up. This guy made a great point about the Pledge of Allegiance. He said that it wasn't under God that he was against. It was the indivisible part, No, I'm not done yet. It's because at first I thought I knew what he was going to say. It was something that I've been thinking for a long time, but then he made a different point. So
what's your point?
No, my point was that it's indivisible cannot fall under God. It just contradicts itself. It says only for Christians, but indivisible. So that doesn't make any sense.
No, what they mean is the states are indivisible, and I don't agree with that. The states can be divisible if they so choose. They can secede from the union.
They joined. They should be able to leave. Tom, thanks for the call and your clarification. And, you know, of course, my objection is the pledge itself. It was written by a socialist, and it amounts to nothing more than socialist, nationalist indoctrination. And that's not good for a free country. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 1-800-529 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You wear a seatbelt in your car. At home, you lock the doors. How about when you use your cell phone? How do you protect yourself? EMFs, or electromagnetic frequencies, act like an invisible pollution that surrounds us every day. Studies link EMFs to many ailments, from stress to depression, anxiety, decreased mental performance, lower immune system function, and other impaired states of health. More than ever, we are fatigued, sick, emotionally depleted, and generally stressed out. Have you ever thought about the impact on your health from exposure to EMFs using your cell phone? Studies show that 30 minutes a day on a cell phone over the span of 1 year is equivalent to sticking your head in a microwave for 30 minutes. Installing the BioPro cell phone chip utilizes patented noise field technology to block harmful EMF pollution. Still not convinced? Go to electropollution.org right now to purchase the extremely affordable BioPro cell chip. It attaches easily to the outside of your phone. Educate and protect yourself at electropollution.org.
Let Sears keep you warm this winter with a new Carrier or Kenmore heating system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 020208. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Call now for your new heating system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746. Sears, where it begins.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind if you dial in via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. So enjoy those on us.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out these amazing doctor recommended product. Go to ftldiscount.com and read some real testimonials. Find out how to order. That's ftldiscount.com.
As we continue with your phone calls, let's talk to Justin in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Justin, what's on your mind?
Yeah, how you doing?
Great, good. Right.
Okay, my question is regarding the Domestic Terrorism Homegrown Act. It's hard to really get into long-winded the name of the law, but anyway, you probably know what it is.
Yeah, we were talking about it the other day. Ron Paul had a speech that he gave in regards to how they're going to use this new so-called violent radicalization bill to basically step in and regulate the Internet. That's what he's suggesting is going to happen. What were your thoughts?
My thoughts are that when the government considers us their enemy, it's the beginning of the end for them, because people are not waking up right now, and people don't understand what's going on. You said about the monetary system, but once the people start seeing that they're starting treating us like at their enemy, the government doesn't see us as their citizens anymore. They're starting to see us as their enemy, and when that happens, it's only going to lead to conflict.
Well, what's the paraphrase? Was it George Washington, or I don't even know who it was. I guess it's more attributable to V from V for Vendetta than anything else. But what is it when they're?
I watched that movie. I got that one.
Yeah, when government fear the people, there is
liberty,
and when the people fear the government, you have tyranny.
Tyranny. Yeah.
It seems to me that they fear us because they're passing this law. That's the reason why they're passing it, because they're starting to fear us. They're starting to panic.
It's an interesting point. They certainly don't know what to do about Ron Paul. I mean, it's befuddling to them. They can't understand it. They can't fathom how it is he's getting all this support. They don't know what to do about it. I mean, the Ron Paul people are putting up a blimp within
the next
few days.
That reminds me, actually, we just had Rand Paul on my show today, mm-hmm. and we were talking about it.
Which is, by the way, people can listen to your show at libertyconspiracy.com. Gardner Goldsmith's Against the Grain. You don't
right
miss
on.
That.
Absolutely right. Thanks, Ian. I really appreciate it.
What do you think this might cause? I mean, what do you think this might, cause a greater conflict? I mean, there's an old saying, you close the door for peaceful revolution, and you open the door for violent revolution.
I don't think anyone's closed that door.
I don't know if I agree. They have made marijuana has been, having an ounce of marijuana has been as illegal as beating somebody up and taking their wallet for decades. Mm-hmm. And you don't see, I mean, and that's ludicrous and ridiculous. You don't see people rioting in the streets over it. They just take it. The American people are darn good at just taking it. And as far as I can tell, the history of man is really about
subservience,
licking the hand that rules. I as much as I hate the idea, I would hope that we have the heart of revolutionaries in this country and that we strive for liberty every day. But
you're questioning whether or not we are on the cusp, Mark. You're saying that there may be a long way to go before anybody really.
In Germany, they had to gas, a million people before the German people would even look at it.
Now, Mark, you're buying into that conspiracy theory about the Holocaust again, that they actually killed people. Come on.
It seems to me that, all right, it's true. It's going to take a while for the people to crack, but, it only takes something really extreme to happen. I mean, but eventually the people will start kind of, lashing back.
By the way, I'd like to point out, Gardner, you were being facetious.
Yeah, so clearly I was being facetious there. You know what I think it would be, and I'd like to tie this in with what Mark was saying. The people are very good at taking it in the United States, particularly if they feel comfortable. And this goes back to an axiom of Frederick Bastiat, the French economist of the 1800s. The problem is what is seen and what is not seen. What we can see are all the wonderful things that we have. What we don't see are all the wonderful things we could create if government were off our backs. And so people feel very comfortable, with all the wonderful things that we've been able to create so far. They're fantastic achievements. And unless those things are put in jeopardy due to some security problem or
economic conditions,
particularly economic conditions, if it's an economic thing,
the collapse of the dollar.
And unfortunately, I think the politicians are so deft that already happened once, and look what happened. We got Roosevelt in an increase of the size of the state. People don't know enough right now, and I don't know what it's going to take.
The internet will help with that.
I think you're right. It's going to take a lot more education.
People are waking up. That's a good thing. I'm woken up. The way I see it is that, you're true. Once we lose that comfort zone, I think that's the problem. People right now haven't lost their comfort. But when the dollar collapses and when they wake up to what this police state is about, I think when we're all dirt poor, people will start to wake up, and it will cause conflict.
Personally, I hope it doesn't get that far, but I certainly think that that would spur a number of people into changing their minds and looking for another option.
The
problem that you'll run into there, and I think the problem was similar to what happened earlier in the 20th century, is that when people are looking for that leadership, they tend to look to government people, and government people tend to be corrupt scumbags, and so they put all their hope in the next leader, the next government person. He's going to solve this problem. Let's just elect this guy. Luckily, there is Ron Paul for them to look to. I mean, I wish we didn't have this government. I wish we didn't have this mentality that we all need this leader. I don't need a leader. You don't need a leader.
Nope.
But unfortunately, a lot of Americans still have that mentality of show me the way, you know, and so they're going to need to have somebody to look to. Hopefully there will still be someone with the prominence of Ron Paul that we can point to at that time and say, here, listen to what this guy's saying. He's saying good things. But in the meantime, the Internet's going to do a lot to help out. And I think that there's one other point you might be overlooking, and that is that everything has, and especially when it comes to ideas, everything has, whether you're trying to sell a product or just, again, trying to spread liberty as we are, when it comes to ideas, there's a certain point of saturation. And once you pass that point of saturation where a certain, you know, minimal percentage of people really gets it, then more people start coming on at a much faster clip than they ever have in the past.
That's a great point.
Perhaps one could make the argument that's happening now because, I mean, the Ron Paul revolution, as it's being called, is unprecedented in the history of the entire liberty movement. Of all the several decades that this movement has been going on, we've never once seen anything quite like this Ron Paul campaign. Is that the tip of the iceberg as far as, you know, have we crossed that point? We'll never know it when it happens. We'll only be able to look back and say, oh, yeah, it was Ron Paul. You know, so we don't know right now, but certainly what we are seeing is an amazing, I think, renaissance, if you will, in people in this country coming around to understanding liberty. At least they're hearing things that they like, and then the next step is to learn more and, you know, draw the connections and get it. I don't think we're really that far off. And thank you for the call tonight.
Right.
800-259-9231. And so once you get to that point of saturation, people start to understand. Then more people come on board. Eventually it becomes popular. It becomes cool. More of the media will sort of follow that trend because the old question with the media is, well, do they set public opinion or do they mirror public opinion? I think it's probably both. So you'll see more of the media shift, and you're already seeing that with people like John Stossel, obviously Free Talk Live, Penn and Teller, Drew Carey now doing Reason.tv. And, you know, I guess that's pretty much about it. But beyond that, That's more libertarian
South Park.
More subtle kind of liberty-oriented media. So that's more than we've ever seen in the history of the movement. So I think we're really living in interesting times, and if we can keep this momentum up, then we're going to see some really cool changes.
Yeah. Now, I got a question for you, Gardner, about you had said that the dollar collapsed and that's how we got Roosevelt and the Great Depression, that whole thing. Now, I'm a little confused on the timeline of when the dollar stopped being backed by gold. Was it 1913 when the Federal Reserve came into place?
Not quite. What happened was the federal government fractional reserve system came along in great leaps. It was only marginally tied to gold at that time. They completely went off the gold. Well, first, They started to manipulate and issue more dollars, and it was based fractional
because it was
gold.
Fractional. They only had to have a certain amount of. They only had to have a little bit of gold to cover
all. Fort Knox or wherever, exactly. And so that increased the inflationary pressures. We saw the stock market crash after the Great Crash. Roosevelt screwed up the economy greatly, but it wasn't until Nixon came around that we completely went off the gold standard and any sort of tie to gold in any way whatsoever.
Okay.
So that was in the 70s.
800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. However, they stopped issuing silver certificates in the mid-30s as well. So
yes.
You couldn't actually trade them in
own gold. Roosevelt made it illegal.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products, toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies, starting at just $4.95. You'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
The holidays are here, and that means extra food and extra weight gain. Why not make your New Year's resolution to eat healthier? And the easiest and most delicious way to start is with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator makes eating healthy not only easy, but fun. You can use it with your favorite fruits, vegetables, fish, and meat. And the Excalibur Dehydrator cuts out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives found in most grocery store foods. You can also use the Excalibur Dehydrator to make your own herbs and spices in the comfort of your own kitchen. It's so easy, your whole family can use it. Oh, and don't forget, the Excalibur Dehydrator makes the perfect Christmas gift. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with delicious, amazingly easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Hey, Dad, we need your help finishing the Christmas tree.
Okay, boys. I've just got a few more Uncivil Liberties DVDs to ship out today.
Why do you guys make Uncivil Liberties?
You know how we like to look at those cool illustrations on Rents.com?
Yeah, David D's rocks. I like the chips ones.
Well, those aren't chocolate chips. Those are little tracking devices the government wants to put under our skin someday to track us.
You mean the government's not the good guys?
Well, they should be the good guys. They're supposed to do what we, the people, say they should do. But these days, the people are too busy watching their favorite TV shows to keep an eye on the government.
You mean like SpongeBob?
Yeah, that's right. So we made Uncivil Liberties to help remind everyone to keep an eye on what's happening, not to fall asleep.
Asleep? It's not even bedtime yet.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at Uncivil Liberties.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you like. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
Vanguard and Mark.
800-259-9231. And inviting you to our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then start your shopping experience this holiday season at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Now, you know Amazon, they're the world's largest internet retailer. 41 categories to shop in, all kinds of products, used and new. It doesn't matter. Whatever you put in your shopping cart, Free Talk Live will get a percentage if you enter through Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. And I'd like to highlight a particular item for you. Gardner Goldsmith is also an author in his spare time. And, well, actually, you're an author by trade.
Do you really have spare time? I mean, you do two radio shows. You've got the podcast. You write books, articles.
Two jobs, yeah.
Yeah.
A little crazy.
But he has a book that he has just released within the last few weeks, and it is called Live Free or Die.
Yeah, thanks.
And you should look for it.
I would love it if people first hearing us for the first time or people who have joined us for a while, if you take that step, go to Amazon through these guys. And go look for Live Free or Die. And it is great to think, I mentioned it before, but you can see your listing occasionally. And when my listing, my book is just behind Al Gore's book, or my book is just behind Garrison Keillor, whom I can't stand.
You like Al Gore then?
Yeah, that's true. Good point. It's consistent with both of them. I say, you know, clench your fist, freedom lovers, get the book, And I'm not going to make that much off of each book, but put it ahead of those guys. I love it. It's political economics. It's history. Material my dad wrote before he died is in there as well. It has The Old Man in the Mountain of New Hampshire on the cover and an explanation of what Live Free or Die really means. And it is a strict, strict, hardcore free market approach to liberty and individual freedom.
Good stuff. So that's Live Free or Die, available at Amazon.freetalklive.com. And if you're coming to the Liberty Forum, remember, Gardner's going to be there. Are you going to that book signing thing on Thursday?
Yeah, I can't wait. Chris and all the guys at the Liberty Forum have set it up so well. It's
going to
be a blast.
There's going to be this little shindig, I guess, right, Mark? Thursday nights. Our guy, Jason from SACL CAI, is putting the whole thing on.
Jason
Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And F. Paul Wilson's going to be there.
Right.
If you get early, Jason might be sober.
Oh, man, he's a funny dude. What a great guy.
Well, that's apparently even WWE's Kane, Glenn Jacobs, our buddy, is also going to be in attendance there.
Awesome.
So
it's going to be so much fun. And
you can get your book signed by Gardner, and then Kane will give you a suplex or something like that. And I'll take the book back and rip out a page and sign it to somebody else and send it out. No,
seriously, he is one of the nicest guys, and a pleasure to meet him.
He really is a nice guy.
So I think we're talking, Mark, about
but
being there.
But he could put you in the hospital.
I think as a result of that event, that one event, we're talking about being there and doing an extra show from the Liberty Forum this year. So instead of two shows from the Liberty Forum, we'll be there all three nights,
January 3rd
through the 6th, and more details on that at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Wow, so much going on, guys.
Oh, folks, I can't wait. Just one mention, I really hope people who listen to Free Talk Live last year, folks, and you know, I come and visit Ian and Mark. They're the guys who do this show. I come in and sit in with them, and they are the most upstanding guys, really great people, and when you go to the Liberty Forum in New Hampshire here, the Live Free or Die State, not only will you get to see my incredible book with a great cover and my handsome face, but you'll get to talk to these guys. And so many people turn out because of this show. Last year, I was blown away by all the Free Talk Live insignias that people were wearing. Great going, you guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's like we sponsored the event.
It is awesome.
Everybody was wearing T-shirts and hoodies and the whole thing.
Yeah,
it was great.
Well, you know what you've got to love about libertarians and liberty-minded people is that they're so wonderful at self-organizing. They just, they figure something out that they want to do, and they don't ask anybody's permission. They just go and do it. And as an example of that, at the last Liberty Forum, as you were talking about, a number of our listeners were there, and they just sort of put together their own listener party. I mean, we didn't think of doing something like that.
That's awesome.
They just decided, hey, let's get all the Free Talk Live listeners together at this hotel room after this time and have a good time together.
Yeah,
and I showed up to it because, man, that's a cool idea.
That is great.
It was a fun party, too.
You throw a Free Talk Live party if I'm in the area, I'll stop by.
I dig it.
800-25- Then the cops pulled up in front of the place and everybody scattered. Anyway, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Actually, then we realized after we'd scattered that, wait a minute, we're hanging around liberty-minded people who are running from the cops?
Yeah.
We need to get back together, so we all get back. Anyway, you can bring up anything. Let's talk to Matt in Illinois on the AMP line. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Hey, Gardner. How you doing?
Hey, good, Matt. What's up?
That self-organizing thing, the liberty-minded people, that's why Ron Paul is doing so well.
Yeah,
there is.
That's what his son said on our show today. He said exactly the same thing.
Hey, you know what? I wasn't even listening.
Good for you, man. Sort of.
Great minds think alike.
All right. Very good.
I got a little bit of a hypothetical for you, going back to the beginning of the show when you were talking about finding wallets.
Yes.
Now, I've found wallets twice in my life. Both times they had large sums of cash in it, well over $100, and I've returned them. One time was in a gas station parking lot, and it was the gas attendant. And one time was when I was working at a game room, and the guy who owned the wallet came in, and he was looking around for it, and I noticed him, and I noticed his picture, and I gave it back to him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thought occurred to me, after listening to this thing about the police, setting up people with these wallets.
Right, the police in the New York subway system are leaving wallets, bags, purses around, tempting people to pick them up so they can then harass them or something like that. It's very strange. Very strange story.
Right, and the thought occurred to me after hearing that, that if I found a wallet and it was empty except for credit cards, it didn't have any cash in it, I might be tempted not to return it anymore, not to touch it, for fear that I would return it, and somebody would think that I stole money from it.
Yeah, good point. Possibly.
And that maybe, you know, he might call the police and say, yeah, I think this guy stole my wallet, he took the money, and then he returned me my cards.
Right. I mean, if a person loses a wallet and they're, so say there was some money in it, and somehow the authorities in New York City have made it illegal to, you know, not return property to an owner that they've lost through their own fault. If a person does lose a wallet, say they had $500 in it, the person, somebody takes the $500 out, leaves the wallet on a bench. Mm-hmm. You find the wallet after it's been found by the guy who stole the money out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You return it to the guy. The guy goes to the police and says, hey, this guy returned my wallet, but my $500 wasn't in it. Now, I can understand his upset and everything, but then likely you could be charged for not returning the money.
And that's
wrong.
Yes, and that's what would worry me, because it's, you know, personally, if I have a wallet, I lose a wallet, and I have, I don't know, $100 in there or whatever, and I lose the money, but I get the wallet back with my credit cards and things, I'm going to be thankful.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to lose the $100, but
if it happens, it's better to get the wallet back without the $100 than have to cancel all your credit cards, get a new
driver's license.
Right, but now with the New York,
if they have your Social Security number in there, for God's sake.
Now what the New York Police Department is doing is they're setting people up. They're putting these fake, you know, they're putting real wallets with credit cards that are real cards on the ground and on the benches and that sort of thing in the subway system. And when people are picking them up, they're either getting them right then and shaming them or something and, you know, scaring them. You were going to return that, weren't you? And who knows what it is that they're saying. The article didn't really go into a lot of detail about that, but we know they've charged people with alleged crimes for picking these wallets up. If the police harangue you for picking up somebody's wallet and you were going to do the right thing, the next time you see a wallet, you're just going to pass it by, and you're going to leave it there. You're going to leave it there for a real thief to take and steal somebody's identity. I just think it's an awful thing that they're doing in New York.
Right. That's been my line of thinking all along, or not all along, but after I heard that story, is now why? What incentive do I have to return the wallet now, or even to pick it up?
Yeah. Right. Here's my other question. It said in the story that if you find lost property, at least in New York, apparently, there is a legal obligation that you have to return it. Well, I'm wondering, when is that obligation created? I mean, in the crazy world of legal land, okay, we all know that nobody here has an obligation to return found property because no one has ever signed an agreement saying we would. But in the world of legal land, at what point do you have that obligation? Is it when you see the wallet? Is it when you pick the wallet up? Is it when you put the wallet in your pocket? Because if I see a wallet, pick it up accidentally, and then say, oh, wait, I could get in trouble if I take this, and the cops are watching me, so I'm just going to put it back down. You know, I don't want anything to do with it. Does my obligation start when I actually pick up the wallet and bring it into my possession? Am I then at that point obligated to try to find the
you
owner?
You touched it. Very You're the last fuzzy. One to touch it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, where does it start?
It's some weird kids game. Oh, yeah. You looked at the wallet for too long. You have to return to somebody.
Hey, Matt, thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231.
It's bizarre.
I mean, can anyone answer that question? Where at what point does this legal obligation to return this lost property start? At what point does that happen?
It's such a fuzzy, fuzzy dynamic. It doesn't. You can find no end in that continuum anywhere.
Well, of course,
one thing you can be sure of is there'll be no consistency in the enforcement of this law.
Well, because there's no consistency in the enforcement of any law. It's arbitrary. Right. That was what is going to be my answer. It's arbitrary depending on which cop happens to be watching the wallet at that time. More on the way. You can take control. Bring up anything. Still got to talk about Google and the moon. We'll find out what that's all about. And take your calls about anything. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SavvyRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Do you need